Okay, we're up to Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph, the last posuk. Okay, so we're making a siyum on the first perek. Look at that. Koyrois botenu arozim. The beams of our houses are made of cedar trees. Rohitenu beroisim, and rohitenu. So that really is, it's like furniture. Or here he says it's the panels are made of cypress. Beresim, it's another kind of tree. So let's see Rashi. Keres Boteinu Arozim, Shevach HaMishkon Huze. This is in praise of the Mishkon. He's praising the Mishkon. Excuse me one second. Praising the Mishkan. So he says, Shevach HaMishkan who's there, Rohitenu, Lo Yadati Im Loshoin Kroshim. Oh, he says, I don't know whether it refers to boards, O Loshin Brichim, or bars. Ach Yodati She'af Bilshoin Mishna Shani, Rohite Besoy Shel Odom. He says, the panels of a person's house, Hey Mi'idim Boy. The walls testify against him.
By looking at the house, you can tell things about the guy?
No. I think what it means is that the walls have ears. Probably something like that. The walls have ears. Oh, but it doesn't say anything here. So let's see. It doesn't say with the moshel, the nimshel. He just says, this is a shevach of the Mishkan. In other words, before he said, let's see if we could figure out anything. He responded. I guess that's it. In other words, remember, he responded, Tzor hamor doidi lebein shod ayolin. Right? So here Rashi learned pshatna, that was that after the Maisa Egel, Hashem responded to Klal Yisrael instead of the punishment. He actually spared them and how do you call it? Meted out the punishment over the generations, a little bit at a time, so that's something that we could bear rather than to punish them at that moment. But what did he do? He increased his expression of love. He gave them a Mishkan. He gave them a Mishkan which was Bein Shod Ayolin. He's putting his Shechina between the Badei HaMishkan. So then the next psukim go on to explain what this Mishkan represented. And then I guess the last pasuk over here is saying that Kuris Boteinu Arozim Shevach HaMishkan who's there. So it basically what it's saying is that this Mishkan that Kodesh Baruch gave us, he gave us to be built in the most glorious way. So I assume the glory of the Mishkan is not because he needs fancy furniture or he needs fancy walls or he needs fancy this, but the pshat is that invite to enhance the covet of Klal Yisrael, that our place where we come bring our kabonos, we come with our tefillos, that this place is so choshuv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't only give us, let's say, I'll give you a little hole in the wall where I'm going to have my shechina over there, but he made this magnificent, it wasn't as magnificent as Shlomo HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash, but it's made this magnificent, No, because that expresses, again, Klal Yisrael deserved the worst bizyonis. We made the ego, whatever the ego represented in terms of, wasn't really having the Zorah, it was on their level, it was the Erev Rav, and for them it was a Takis, it was a mistake. They were craving Moshe Rabbeinu's return, he didn't come, and they panicked, and they were vulnerable to the influence of the Erev Rav, and Aaron threw in the Nizmi Azov, and it just came out to Egel. It wasn't designed that way, but Im Kol Zeh, it was a terrible, tragic error that they made. So we find that Kodesh Baruch Hu expresses to them increased love. I'm going to compensate you or make up for the chisorin and say, hey, maybe I didn't show you enough loves. I'm going to give you this Mishkan, Bein Shaddai, as it say, Bein Shodayolin, being Badi Ha'oran, I'm going to be Mashra Mashchina. So then he continues to go on. He says, and what place did he give us? What cover did he give us? He made out of, the cedars of Lebanon and the cypresses of who knows what. And this, I guess, that's Choshev building materials, all to enhance the cover of Klal Yisrael. And that's a greater dimension and expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's continued expression of love. All right, let's move on to the next. I don't know what else to do with that. Okay, next Perek Beis. Ani chavatzeles hashoroin sheshanas huamokim. I'm like a chavatzeles is a rose of the sharon is a place. Sheshanas huamokim, a rose of the emek, the valleys. Chavatzeles hi sheshana, that means a rose. Sheshanas huamokim noe mishoshanas hehorim. The rose of the valleys are prettier than the rose of the mountains. Fishamar teves tomid, because it always is wet. I guess it gets more rain, or the rain comes down. He says why? Not because the rain rolls down. He says she'en koach hachama shoylet bo. In other words, the valley is somewhat protected from the is shaded from the rays of the sun to a certain extent. And Mimela, the rose of the valley is more beautiful than the rose of now who's speaking here?
What does this do with anything?
Oh. What?
What does this do?
I don't know. Wait, that's a very good question. The question is who is speaking? Then we'll know what it has to do. Let's see if we have any idea here.
First of all,
So it sounds like this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he is like the Shoshana. That's a little strange, no?
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. Let's see what he says. Onu Yisrael, Onu Noim Verutuvim Tomid B'Masim Tevim Kishana Hagdel B'Mokam Shomayim V'Dashen. Ah, you know what he probably does? Probably Rashi gives the Moshe later. Sometimes that happens. Okay, but l'chora that's the only way it makes sense. Okay, so again, Ani Chaval Tzeles Hashorin. This is. Klal Yisrael is speaking about themselves. That's what it seems, right? So Klal Yisrael is speaking. Okay, this is interesting. Klal Yisrael is talking about itself, that we are beautiful in our ma'isim tovim, like a rose that grows in the valley, which doesn't wilt as much, which is not ruined by the sun, it's fresher, and so forth. So I guess that there's something to be said about this too. What would you say about this too? What? What's that?
Their humility seems to be very great too.
That is a cynical note. I was not soliciting a cynical note. I was soliciting a more serious note. I think the pshat is like this, I would say. I would say it's a lesson in life, too. And that is to be in a loving relationship, a person has to have a decent sense of self. Wait, let me finish, please. Okay? You tried to finish this whole discussion. I would like to finish just what I want to say. One second, yeah? So I would say like this, that as part of a loving relationship, of a give and take, of an appreciation of one another, is an appreciation of self. You know, the Welt says, if you don't love yourself, you can't love somebody else. So I guess that in that loving relationship, there has to be some type of an admission of, you know, that I have something and I have to feel good about myself in order to be able to receive the love from someone else and in order to be able to reciprocate the love. Because if I don't feel good about myself, I don't feel worthy of this relationship, I can't participate in it. So that's a very interesting thing, that Klal Yisrael has to have a sense of self. We are good. So not only the message here is not only that. What? Because Klal Yisrael is speaking. Ani chaval tzelas hashon,
shoshana, so I'm walking.
What?
But the story doesn't
keep saying... One second. In other words, in order to participate fully, Hashem is showing his love. It doesn't say anything in Rashi. It just says that Klal... What?
I don't know what's Pshat in the
Pasuk. So I'm telling you, that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pshat in the Pasuk is that Klal Yisrael is praising itself. It's saying that we are worthy. Because we're talking in the context of a relationship, and so it's either like our friend over here said with his cynical tone that it's okay, whatever you are, with his cynical tone that says that, oh, they're very good, they're also very modest, you know, or, which is obviously not what it means to say, or what it does mean to say is that we are worthy, a person has to feel worthy of a relationship to participate in it actively. That's just a fact. What don't you? No, I know that from the outside. And therefore, I know that from the outside. I know that.
No, I can agree with that from the outside.
You could. That's nice. So now I'm just saying that must be. Otherwise, what? Who?
This is interpretation.
I'm not sure it's not an explanation either. Because otherwise, look, you know what? Otherwise, what is this saying? Is it saying Klal Yisrael is bragging with a sense of gaiva? I doubt it. I don't think so. You know, so Elamai, it must be. And since...
If they have that maila, it's good to mention it in the relationship.
You mean they're mentioning it because Hashem doesn't know it?
No, it's good to make themselves aware. But oh. They didn't have this mila that still would be able to have a relationship. It wouldn't be as enhanced.
Which means that if it isn't part of the relationship, part of enhancing the relationship. What?
Sure, part.
Okay, so that's... There's a reason for that. Yeah, listen, like this. So you want to minimize it and say, don't say that you see from here that this is critical to a relationship. It's just if it must be significant, otherwise it wouldn't be mentioned.
Oh, okay.
So it's significant. So significance, I'll grant that. A significant part of a relationship, a mutual loving relationship, is the realization that I am worthy. Then what's it doing here? This is all about relationship. That's all we're talking about. If you're coming here like a yovan in the sukkah, what's a yovan doing in the sukkah? You got the wrong holiday. You know, a yovan in the sukkah. Yovan is from Hanukkah. Sukkahs. It's like a yovan in sukkah. What's it doing here? Teretz is, this is integral to relationship. So maybe he's right that it's not necessarily me'akev 100%, but it's certainly significant, otherwise it wouldn't be mentioned. I think that's reasonable. That's all it is. That's what the whole thing is. Look at Rashi Sakdoma.
Anything that's done in there, critical.
Yeah, anything is done is part of it. That's right. Well, usually Rashi explains it that way. Here, for some reason, he didn't explain it. So we're just, we're going along with that. But that's what he's saying. Anyway, let's go. Kishoshana. No. We must go. No, not now. Kishoshana bein achuchim. What?
Was saying that there are winter roses that are protecting the valley from the sun. It seems to be saying that the winter roses are protected by Hashem from the sun, which is the guy.
No. You're making up. No, you're making up droshes. I don't know about that. All I know is that Klal Yisrael seems to be saying what they are. We are compared. What? No, but it's okay. So what, you mean why the double? Well, so then why is it? Shoshana. I don't know what
the most beautiful rose.
I don't know. And maybe there are beautiful roses in the Sharon, and Shoshana Samokim is maybe even more so. I don't know. Why does it have to be? 1 second. Is the Sharon? Is that maybe that's like a Sharon? Could be. Is it a mountainous place? Maybe it's mountainous. Maybe it's mountainous. So. Maybe, see, if, now I'm going to have to stop then, but if it's less, which the Pashtus is mashma, you don't usually go from less to more, right? You don't usually go from more to less. In other words, I'm this, and I'm even something less than that, right? So if that's the case, I'll tell you like this. Maybe Shoshanas HaSharon is the Pashtus, that's less. That's a mountainous thing. That's not as much as, What? On Shoshana Sashoron, and what does he say? And what does he say? Shoshana So Amokim.
Rashi, what he said? What?
The what? What?
He said Shoshana So Amokim Agdol Ben Achokim.
No. That's something different than Rashi.
Rashi, what he said?
That's different from Rashi. What? What?
Rashi, what he said? It's a nicer thing.
What? No, it's nicer than the Horim, but he didn't tell me that this is Horim. I don't know that Shoron is Horim.
Well, yeah, it's a valley. So how do you have a valley without mountains?
Who says that the Hoshanas HaChavetzel HaShorim means on the mountains? L'chor Pashtus it is. So then I'll tell you like this. Listen to this. If that's the case, I'll tell you something else. Listen to this. Now, of course, we're going to have opposition, but I'm going to run. Yeah, like this. I'll tell you like this.
Maybe in Sharon there are both mountainous regions and valleys.
No, I didn't even anticipate that opposition. HaShorim is less, and HaHorim is more. Now, but listen to this, yeah? You have to believe in yourself in order to a certain extent, whatever it is, it's critical to the participation in a relationship. But the way for a person to express and to convince himself that he is worthy is to go step by step. In other words, if a person doesn't necessarily feel worthy, and let's think logically, to be worthy of a relationship, of a loving relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, can I please finish? Okay? To be worthy of a loving relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mind-boggling. It's paralyzing. It's absurd. I should be worthy. Ani ledoidi vedoidi. Think about it. We're so used to it because we read the Shir HaShirim all the time. But it's absurd. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. Doidi li v'ani loy. We're equals in this relationship, yeah? What kind of business is that? Where? Who do you come? You don't know what love is. You don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. You don't know anything about anything. You have no shaykhus. You have nothing. And you have no shlemus. And he's the mamish, the boire, and the sholim, and the shalit, and the takif, and the meitiv, and the goymil ches. What relationship? Yeah? So if you, and in order to enter that relationship, you have to recognize yourself. But you got to do it by stages. You can't do it all at once. You can't say, oh, I'm worthy of the relationship. You jump like that, the next minute you're going to say, oh, I'm unworthy of the relationship. But a person goes slowly. You know, I'm like a rose. Okay, a rose, I could be roses there. This is not such a wonderful rose, you know. Oh, Shoshana Sa'amokim. When I have a little bit of a sense of how worthy I am, I can allow myself to move to the next level of appreciation of even more worthiness. But if I want to start at the top, or a person who feels unworthy, and in this case, we all have to feel unworthy of the relationship with Hashem, and I want to, I'm worthy. Shoshana Sa'amokim. I'm a little rosy. I'm a little bit, have a nice this, a nice that. Shoshana Sa'amokim. Now I can allow myself to believe in myself to even a higher level. Okay, I have to get going. What?
What? Two different levels. It might not be Rashi, but two different levels of growth.
Doma lechavatzelas hagdol shorim shoshana hagdol v'amokim havatzelas heim tzmochim shroshim b'tach zoros doma lebotzel she'en lehem reyach chazak al roshi pera
Rashi says
It also means it's too late. It's from less to more. It's pretty posh. That's from less to more. Okay, so that's the story.